When it comes to pricing your products and services for your business, it can feel so personal. But as the boss of your business, you need to stand up for yourself and your services. Here's how to do it with integrity. Hi, welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. I'm your host, Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership expert. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs over at Heather Gray Consulting. And today I want to have a real honest conversation with you all about the importance of pricing. The reason why I wanted to talk to you about it today is because of a couple of things. It's a discussion that's been circling about in the conversations I'm having with my clients. But then I also got a couple of email questions where people outlined their full programs, told me all their details, put out their price, and wanted my opinion on whether or not I thought it was a fair price. And here's the thing. When we circle around and get dizzy about pricing, we aren't actually focusing on the number. What we're trying to do a lot of the times is come up with the number that we don't think will ruffle any feathers, that won't upset anyone, and that won't get a negative reaction from our audience. But here's the thing. Every time we do that, we're underselling, undercharging, and undervaluing ourselves. So as a result, we're teaching our audience to do the same thing. They devalue the worth of your product and your service because you started the process by devaluing yourself first. So how do we get a handle on it? In an age where there's so many people out there charging these stupid ass prices for these inflated programs where they're overcharging and under-delivering, how do you stand in your truth and in your integrity? Own your worth unapologetically, because once we get you there, you can stand tall for your business and stand up for yourself. But first, it's about having a conversation with yourself. And it starts with the idea of knowing and owning your talent, knowing and owning the worth and the value of that talent, and being completely unapologetic about it, and recognizing that not everyone is going to agree with you, and that's okay. There is no possible way you can choose a price that no one is going to have a negative reaction to. And the other day, I was at the grocery store. Here's just a quick case in point to illustrate my point. I was at the grocery store and I saw a pound of strawberries for 99 cents. Now, on average in Southern California, we're under $2 for a pound of strawberries. Sometimes it'll go to $3 depending, but usually you can get like a $1.99 pound of strawberries. I came home and I told my husband, oh my gosh, look, I got a pound of strawberries for 99 cents. I almost went buck wild and bought 2 pounds. And he's like, well, did you check to see if they're any good? So as soon as he heard the 99 cent per pound mark, he just assumed it was a substandard strawberry, that we weren't getting like the cream of the crop or really super ripe strawberries. That was the immediate assumption. And I think that's what happens to a lot of people when they undercharge their services. Not only are they teaching people that they themselves don't think they're valuable, but they're teaching the audience. And it just needs to stop. And I want to help you with that conversation. And the way I want you to think about this is that you are offering a product or service that is going to help your audience learn the things that you know in less time, with less interruption, and more efficiency. Because the value and the worth of what you know comes down to your ability to condense that information for other people. So if you think for a second about the time you've spent studying, the time you've spent earning certificates, the time you've spent learning about the product or the service or the skill set you're offering to your audience, how many hours over the years does that add up to? I want you to add to that the fact that when you make a financial investment in your learning and in your education, those dollars tend to add up too. So some of you are adding in a college education, some of you are adding in certificate programs, some of you did this like DIY style and you paid for your own books and you taught yourself and you bought your own online courses. I want you to start to think about the number of hours you spent learning, the number of dollars you spent learning, and then I want you to add one more number to the equation. The number of reps you have gotten in offering this skill set, offering this product, or offering this service. How many times have you helped other people achieve the results that you're selling to your audience now? Because what your audience is investing in is all of those numbers added up and condensed and handed to them in a super organized and efficient way. When you add up every dollar you've spent, every hour you've spent learning, and all of the hours you've spent working towards this moment, what is that number? Because that's what you're selling to folks. That's what they're investing in. It's not just the X number of dollars with the psychology, you know, that 99 pricing at the end. So people are like, wow, I got this for under less than X $100, right? Just because you made it 99 and not an even 100. What they're investing in is you, all of you, your time, your energy, your education, and they're investing in the way that you teach and in the way that you explain and in the way that you put yourself out there. Because here's the thing. If you go to Google, you can pick any skill set. The number one skill set at last check, I think, was how to tie a tie. Well, if you look up how to tie a tie, you will see so many different people teaching how to tie a tie. Why? Partly because now they want the SEO, but the other part is because the way one person does it won't resonate with everybody. We need different voices. We need different perspectives because the way your competitor does it may be wildly different from the way you do it. And there's somebody out there who needs to hear it the way that you do it. So I want you to organize that for yourself for a second and really think about that. Because when you lower that number, when you try to avoid the hard conversation where you think that somebody else wouldn't pay for this, so you lowball yourself, that is what you're erasing. That is what you're removing from the table. And I have to tell you that there have been times in my own life and my own business where I've absolutely lowballed myself. And I've learned the hard way what happens. I've lost work because people have looked me in the eye, you know, through the video camera online and said, like, if you can't value yourself, how do you expect me to value you? So I want you to think about that. The other thing I want you to think about is that you are having these conversations with these nameless, faceless audience members, right? You're sitting, you're looking at your suite of products or services or your digital product or your book or whatever it is that's sitting in front of you that you're trying to figure out the pricing around. And you are imagining all of the sort of objections that people will have. You are imagining all of the arguments that somebody could make. And, you know, here on the show, I talk about this singular thing all the time. Tell people what you want them to think. You can't control what they do next, but if you give them the information they need to know to make a solid and informed decision, then where you end and they begin becomes a clear line because you can't control what they do next. But so often, I think what ends up happening in the sort of sales copy of products and services and the discussion of products and services is people try to fluff it up and puff it up a bit. Sometimes they name their products these, you know, really cute, catchy names that don't really describe what they're doing. And they have these fancy, elaborate funnels. And how many times have you seen a product or service or the whisper of a product or service, and you can't even find the price because they want you to go through all of the amazing transformations you're going to get. They want you to read all the testimonials. They want you to read all the benefits before you find out how much the darn thing is. But at some point in time, you need to know the price in order to know if your value system reflects that level of investment. So one of the things that I like to talk to my clients about when they're in this like dizzying circle of pricing is just have a transparent communication with your audience. Tell them what you want them to think and leave it to them to decide. Don't do the long, elaborate funnels. Don't like do the fancy, you know, click through pages and the, you know, the launch sequences. Just have a clear, specific conversation with your audience. If you are so worried that they're going to think you're overcharging, if you're not sure that they're really going to understand the value of the transformation you're offering, rather than trying to fill it up with a bunch of copy, have the conversation. And here's the thing. I don't think anybody's talking about this in the business space. You know, all of the focus is on selling and how do you, you know, handle objections and how do you do this and how do you do that? How do you create scarcity? How do you create all of these different things to get people to want to buy? What I want to talk to you guys about today is how do you have the conversation? And the best way I know how to do that is to sort of model it for you and to have it with you, my audience, about who I am, what I do, and how I serve. Because if I can model it for you, I'm then teaching you how to do it for yourself. And as a bonus, you get to see if this is an area of work that you need to do for yourself, and perhaps you need to give this discussion more attention for yourself. So if we're to like really back this up and really do this right together, let me start at the beginning. Hi, I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership consultant. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs, and my business is Heather Gray Consulting. What I'm offering and what I am bringing to the table is a clinically informed perspective to that conversation. Because whatever you are struggling with, it doesn't exist in some isolated mindset bubble that's about your motivation or your productivity. It's about who you are and who you're bringing to the table. And where a lot of mindset takes a left or a right when it just needs to stay center is it loses you. It loses and ignores your personal story, your history, how the stories and the beliefs you have about yourself came to be, how your upper limits came to be defined, and how you tend to approach people, situations, and obstacles. So working with me, I get you from a place of stuck, a place of not moving, a place of indecision. And working with me, we move you to a place of action. Now, I do this in a couple of different ways. I work with people one-on-one through scheduled calls that they can book into my calendar, and we can attack the issue like on a session-to-session basis, kind of like old school, right? Like just like my brick and mortar was a therapy practice, and sometimes people just want to book themselves in and then get the heck out. But where people are seeing more rapid transformation and more positive change for themselves more quickly is through my Coaching On Demand program. And through my Coaching On Demand program, what I do is I work with you for an hour on like a, you know, on a video call, on a Zoom call, and I get to know you, your story, and your pain point. I get to know where you've been, where you are, and where you want to go, and we start to come up with a plan together based on your goals. After that hour, for a month, we are working together Monday through Friday through Pacific Standard Time business hours through an app called Voxer, which is a voice messaging app. That means that as you're starting to look at your world and your life and your business differently, you have me on standby. That doesn't mean that the second you have a question, I am going to have the answer. But what it does mean is that you don't have to sit in indecision. If you are sitting in a place of not knowing how to word something, if you're in a place where you don't know how to approach something, or you're distracted by thoughts and feelings that you can't seem to get around, you no longer have to wait for a scheduled call to get my two cents on that. You don't have to sit for a full 60 minutes solving the problem. You can share your thoughts, leave it in the app, and then during my business day, I will get back to you. And what that means is it eliminates the opportunity for oxygen to start like sort of igniting the fire or the flames of whatever worry or burden you're having. Because when you're on that week-to-week model, what ends up happening is you give me the problem, I offer the solution, and then for, 5 to 7 days in between sessions, you have time to sit and spin about it. And what I've done with the Coaching on Demand program is I've eliminated the sit and spin time so that you can get out of your head and on with it in more rapid speed. And here's the thing, like today's mindset coaches, they are selling you 3-month packages. They're trying to get you on the hook for 6 months. It's not my business to tell you how long I think it's going to take for you to get better. And a lot of people, when they invest in themselves and they show up at the table, they get out of their way after a month of working with me. That's why I offer the monthly retainer option, so that people aren't like on the hook for this, 1/3 of a year program, when sometimes all they need is an outside perspective to get out of their way. Now, if you've been listening to the show, you know the kinds of problems I help people with. You know the experience I bring to the table. But if you have been following me through various online communities for a couple of years now and listening to this show every day, and you still don't have a business, then you might need my help. If you have been listening to me and following me for a while and your life is still not reflective of the life you want for yourself, if you're distracted by anxiety, low motivation, lack of inspiration, then this is going to be something for you too. Wherever you go, there you are. So many times people try to run away from their lives and hide in their businesses. We just had that conversation together yesterday. And if you are sitting in your business with a distraction about your life and you can't get out of your own way, then Coaching on Demand is going to target that. We're going to pick it apart and we're going to get you set, organized, so that you can have the insight and understanding you need to figure out what the best option is for you. Because what we have to get you to do is go from indecision, stuck and frozen, into action. Sometimes that means we have to unpack the garbage so we can put you back together and rewrite the ending to the story. And that's where Coaching on Demand is so powerful, because the second you have the memory, the second you have the distracting thought, no matter what's going on in your world, you get to dump it from your head, put it into my messaging app, and then I get back to you in real time, and you are no longer alone trying to DIY your own mindset. We get you out of that anxiety. We get you out of that indecision, and we get you steps closer to the life and the business you want to have. Now, here's the other thing, is I think sometimes people think that mindset always looks like stuck and frozen in anxiety and paralyzed with fear. But a lot of times mindset, when it really needs to be addressed, is when things have simply become stagnant and flatlined, because nothing's really going wrong, but nothing's really going right either. And those moments, sometimes they're good, right? Because they help us catch our breath. They help us find our way with it. But if not, we're not growing. We're not getting steps closer to the life and the business we want for ourselves. We're inhibiting our own growth, and we're inhibiting our own process and our own progress. Because That's how this works, guys, is the stories we create, the things we think about, the ways we spin and, you know, sort of circulate around these ideas without moving and without doing anything differently. It keeps us stuck and frozen in the same space. And you know the deal. You know all of the symptoms and the syndromes that entrepreneurs like to create for themselves. The imposter syndrome, the shiny object syndrome, the squirrel syndrome, the upper limit syndrome, the money mindset, fear of failure, fear of success. As you're listening, if I'm talking to you, I have no doubt that you already know it. But what you're not so sure about is why me, right? What I'm bringing to the table, what I was talking to you about earlier is that, like, I'm 25 years post-master's. So not only did I, you know, go to school for this stuff, which I've been told nobody really cares about, but I have a feeling my ideal clients very much care that if I'm messing with their heads, that I have the education, the training, and the background to manage it. After working with hundreds of clients in the mental health field and being in the online business space for the past couple of years, you know, working with me, you have a skilled clinician who is able to help you put together the pieces that you haven't figured out. Because here's the thing, a lot of business owners that I work with, most business owners that I work with, come to me already pretty self-aware. There's just a stuck spot or a blind spot that they haven't figured out. And you don't want pom-poms on the side just cheering you on. You don't want someone getting in your face and being like, you are a badass. You are fierce as anything. You can do them. What you really need and what your heart's desire is for understanding so you never land here again. And that's why it's me. That's why I am the best person for the job, because you can't just sit and idly keep listening to this podcast, hoping that one day I just happen to stumble upon somebody else's listener question that speaks exactly specifically to your pain point and gets you on your way. That's not how mindset works. It cannot be a passive process. And if you have been listening to me for a while and following me for a while, and nothing in your life or business has changed, that illustrates the point. Because mindset can't be passive. That's why I've made it such an active way of moving through the world and an active way of working. And here's the thing, is that in an age where all of the entrepreneurs want to scale themselves and get into this place of offering courses and group programming, I still really value one-on-one work. And I don't think that in order to, like, get your mindset right, you have to not only be able to trust me with your personal issues and your stories and your limiting beliefs, your vulnerabilities, and your soft spots. I don't expect you to also have to share that with 6 to 8 to 10 to 12 to 20 other people just to feel relief. I don't think you need to be that brave. I think mindset work can still be personal and can still be effective in a quicker model. That is why I've created Coaching on Demand. Now, if you're listening to me and you're like, you know what, Heather, I just need a quick hit. I don't actually need this, like, month-long program. I think I just need your 2 cents and I want to get in and want to get out. But yes, it's too detail-oriented to just address on the podcast, or I want to be able to go back and forth. There's absolutely room to do that with me on a weekly basis, on a quick consultation basis. And I'm going to include a link to that. And it's a $225 investment in that. You're hearing me say the price on a podcast. Not everybody does that, right? Usually they, like, want to make the product and the program so spiffy and shiny and then send you on a hunt to figure out what the actual price is, or get you all excited and then put the link in the show notes for you to go and be by yourself and find it. Now, I will tell you that those weekly consultations, like, they're valuable, but they're going to take you a bit longer longer to get the results that you want because they don't offer the in the moment coaching on demand training in between. If you want regular, consistent, everyday presence and support and coaching, then a month of coaching on demand can easily get you from where you are to where you want to be. And that's a $1,000 investment because I'm in your back pocket Monday through Friday, business hours, Pacific Standard Time. You are investing in the moment coaching and training so that the moment you need to make the decision or as close to the moment as possible, because obviously it's not always going to happen in real time, but you are going to be able to leave a message, tell me your stuck spot, and I'm going to be able to get back to you within the same business day, multiple times a week. You are investing in that level of availability and that level of my presence in your life. That's the way that works. And it is a $1,000 investment because unapologetically, I think I'm worth it. I think this work is worth it. Because if you have already invested thousands of dollars into online coaching programs, if you've already put a good chunk of money towards other mindset programs or other personal development programs, and you're still stuck and you still haven't gotten where you want to be, that means you haven't picked the right program for you. And I absolutely stand behind the fact that I very well could be the right program and the right person for you. Now, here's the deal. If you have questions, you can find me over at heather@heathergrayconsulting.com. Let me know where you're struggling. Let me know what you're wondering about, and you and I can duke it out. But if you know you just want a quick hit consultation, or you're just ready to get into it with me and sign up for a month of coaching on demand, I am going to put the links to both offerings in the show notes for you to find them. And you and I can get going on that and we can start working. Because here's the thing, you can't afford to keep waiting. We're almost at the end of Q2. And if you were looking at where you were in January and what you said you wanted for your life and business, and you're finding yourself 6 months in and you're not there yet, let's end your year differently. Let's create a new ending to this chapter, and you and I can start today. Thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity to model for you how to have a clear, concise sales conversation with your audience. If you don't know how to do this for yourself, you probably need me too, and you probably need to consider signing up. Thank you so much for today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.